For my father, Harry. Teacher, builder, badass. There is something so tantalizing about having a gifted child that some parents will go to almost any lengths to prove they have one. Sheila Moore and Rune Frost, The Little Boy Book. Question 15. A girl of 11 sits hunched over a test booklet, the cold room hushed around her. In her left hand, she holds a pencil, and beneath her forearm is a bubble sheet speckled with gray dots. A constellation of what she knows and doesn't, can't and can. Her elbows rest on either side of the open test, framing her work, giving it bounds. She starts to fill in the next circle, but at the first soft scratch of the pencil, her hand freezes in place. She frowns at the booklet. Because the answer can't be C. Or can it? She glances up at the wall clock, hears its soft pulsing. 2 minutes left. Another dart of pain shoots through her tummy. She erases the mark and reads the question again. 15. There are 4 boxes below and 5 figures to the right. The pictures in the upper 2 boxes fit together in a particular way. In the second row, there is an empty box. Which of the 5 figures to the right goes with the pictures in the lower left box in the same way the pictures in the upper boxes go together? She stares at the lower left box. The colored shapes swarm on the page. A square, a circle, a trapezoid, a cone, a rhombus. Blue, red, green, yellow, purple. She twists a length of hair around a knuckle and tugs until a small patch of pain forms on her scalp. She imagines one of those coin-operated claws from an arcade reaching down into her skull to pull the correct answer from the jumbled, jellied mess in her brain. Her lower lip slips into her mouth. Taste of salt. Her teeth compress the soft ribbon of flesh. Hard. Harder. Until it hurts. But the answer won't come. Next to her at the table sits a boy taking the same test. His hair is black, but his skin is even paler than hers. He keeps rubbing sweat off his pencil hand by swiping his palm against his pants, just above his right knee, where the khaki fabric has darkened. It's very annoying, and it's very distracting. Another glance at the clock. 1 minute. There is a bad, quivering part of her that wants to look down at the boy's bubble sheet, but so far she hasn't seen their proctor blink once. Ms. Stark is her name. She warned them about cheating before the test, about keeping your eyes on your own work. So the girl decides not to look down at the boy's bubble sheet. Instead, she looks past Ms. Stark's enormous, owlish glasses to the far end of the cafeteria, closed off from the foyer by a wall of mirrored windows. Several panes have been covered in posters, one of them detached at an upper corner and hanging askew. Even without the posters, you aren't supposed to be able to see through the glass. Mostly you can't. What you can see is the faint, swaying silhouettes of parents. They're trying to stay quiet, but she can hear their mumbling, their hissing, their breathing. They look like ghosts. One of them is her mother. As her gaze wanders across the glass, she notices the rectangles and squares of the window panes, and especially the shape formed by the folded top of the loose poster and the steel frame above. A square, a rectangle, a trapezoid. The answer is D. It comes to her like the bang of a gun, so suddenly she almost says it aloud. She looks down at question 15 and sees the pattern in the lower left box. How it goes with the pattern shown in D, the same way the patterns in the 2 upper boxes go together. Her shoulders relax, and her nose tingles with the sweet smell of her own sweat. She starts to fill in the bubble, but the moist yellow wood slips through her fingers, rolling across the desk and off the edge. A moment later, she hears the whack